Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yud Zayin, which deals with the lachos of Toichin. We still want to clarify a few points. So we want to talk about mashing bananas. To mash bananas, let's really go back and just get a few things in place. The Gemara talks about a case which is Paskin of the Rambam in Halacha. The Gemara talks about a person made some type of a oatmeal or something of that sort, which he would cook the oatmeal, and eventually he would puree it, break it down after it was finished. You would crush it a little bit and puree it. Now, the process of cooking weakens the kernels to the point that they fall apart very easily. So the halacha is that a person can finish the process of breaking apart these items. Some of the kernels have not disintegrated totally. A person can do that on Shabbos. So it's they're well on their way to disintegrating. You can finish the process for them. So we see from that since they've cooked well and they're ready to fall apart, the process of breaking them apart is allowed to be completed on Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch passed in this halacha. So a modern example of that is a person boils potatoes and boils them very well, and they're starting to like to fall apart. They're so well cooked that they're starting to crumble. Potatoes have somewhat of a mealy feeling to them, and so a person would want to then at that point in time continue the process of something which was and break it down totally is going to be mutter. It's like somewhere along the lines of ein toichen achar toichen, it's already it's considered as if it's already nitzchan, even though a person did not do any actual tachina. He didn't grind it or crush it at all. It sort of fell apart on its own, but because it's in the state of disintegration, or on its way to full disintegration, completing the process is going to be mutter. Now, for the purpose to do this, one cannot use a potato masher, a kli which is miyuchad for that purpose, a person cannot use. But using, one person can do this with the tines, even with the tines of a fork. It doesn't have a shem teichen on it at all. If it didn't break down well, it's still holding together fairly tightly, etc. This would not be true. But in a case which reached this stage that it's really falling apart, so a person is allowed to continue that. So based on that, for example, a person wants to take jelly, a jam which has fruit in it, and spread it out on a piece of bread or on matzah, something of that sort. So even though when you're doing that, you're crushing down the fruit, it's mutter because the fruit which is in the jam has been cooked so well that it's disintegrating, it's falling apart. So the process of spreading it out is not considered a problem. Now, this halacha doesn't apply to something which just naturally is will come apart. It's only because you've done a process to it of cooking it, which causes that to happen. But let's say you have an avocado. You want to break apart the avocado. You're doing toichen by mashing. Mashing is a form of toichen. So mashing down the avocado or mashing down the banana is going to be problematic. Rishlomo Zalman is on record that if the avocado is like so soft that when you hold a piece of it, the other parts are just going to fall off by themselves. So that's not considered you're doing anything by mashing it. But an avocado which has some level of firm, even some level of firmness, breaking it apart is going to be problematic. And to do so. So that's what Shlomo Zalman Shita. Other Peskim, Chazanish does not allow it, even though it's Rachma, or even though it's very soft, a person is not allowed to crush it in that situation. It will have the heter of Samach Lachila it should be mutter. But you remember that we said the heter samach l'achila, we're makbid only to rely on that if we make the pieces somewhat large. Well, that's not possible over here. The whole idea is that there are minute particles of this fruit which are breaking apart. The fact that they're being held, staying together is because of the moisture which is there, but really it's broken down into multiple small pieces. So the heter of samach l'achila, you do not normally have. The one exception is so that the Rashba himself does not require, in his heter of samach l'achila, he does not require chatichas gdolas k'zas. The Rambam says, since not everybody agrees with the Rashba, so we should be makbid to make the pieces gdolas k'zas. Let's say that you have a situation, you have a tzarech, let's say for a child or an elderly person, which they can't eat unless you crush it down, and this is how much they need to eat. So then, in order to facilitate the rechila, we'd be samech on the Rashba totally and crush the item down. So that is the general issue of mashing. And let's apply that to bananas, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.